Canada and China have already imposed retaliatory tariffs. Europe's could begin next month. They mostly target American agriculture and manufacturing. The plans came in response to President Donald Trump's use and threats of tariffs on trade partners. Almost 10% of Wisconsin's jobs were in industries being targeted. That's according to an analysis from the New York Times. It was the largest share of any state in the country. Amy Pahacek leads the State Department of Workforce Development. She says agriculture and manufacturing both rely on international trade.
We are extremely concerned about the health and the future of our workforce here in Wisconsin.
She says the trade war has left many businesses expecting slimmer profit margins, which could delay investment and lead to layoffs. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.